Hello, and welcome to the Bikecast. It's a lovely day for a ride home, and we can have a little chat about human futures. I think this will be part two, part B, section B, since I talked about it as well this morning, and I was reasonably happy with the results, so I'm guessing that'll turn into a podcast, and this will be the second part of it. And now that this podcast's place in the hierarchy of podcasts has been guessed at, let us proceed. So I was talking about how I sort of frame the purposelessness of the universe as a race between complexity and chaos, or maybe it's complexity and entropy is the better way to think of it. I'm no physicist, so I apologize for any misuse of the terms. I'm attempting to find shorthand for the idea that, for whatever reason, our universe seems to be full of structures that tend to self-replicate given energy input, Earth being one such place where DNA, and in particular, eventually, humans have caught on and managed to maintain a presence, DNA maintaining a presence, even during some fairly spectacular catastrophes. The idea that DNA will not survive on Earth anyway, in the face of an exploding sun or whatever. So in some more abstract sense, this race is between, or a higher level sense, between DNA attempting to become complex enough to escape the planet in the solar system before the death of the sun. In a more localized level, it's humanity's race to get off the planet before the next planetary level extinction. And at the most local level, it's humankind's race to understand the nature of violence and the nature of humanity. So big overview, short recap, sort of a long short recap. So the spectrum then is, do we make it or do we not in the end? I think I pretty much eliminated the need to listen to the previous podcast. This was much more succinct. Now I have a fairly reasonable argument for optimism. And I think I mentioned this before, maybe in the introductory podcast, that I think it is the case that we will, at some point, given enough time, embrace reality, dispel the illusions of religion, mythology, superstition, and the use of violence as a mechanism of social order. I think that is equivalent to the end of a division of humanity into categories with distinct moral natures along the lines of gender or race or nation. And that's all part of the end of the illusions as well, the end of these arbitrary categories that are man-made, with the emphasis on man, in order to convey power to privileged classes and enslave everyone else. Well, why do I think that idea is inevitable? It's because I'm convinced that the alternative will continue to reduce social complexity. It will allow it to build in the same way that the dinosaurs were able to become very complex before their eventual extinction, at least of large varieties of them. Society can become very complex, but if it's grounded on a fundamental denial of the human condition and the human experience, which is that all humans are equal, if it involves the use of violence to control groups of members of the society, as long as that's the case, as long as hierarchy and violence remain acceptable tools of interpersonal reaction, humanity may grow in complexity, society may grow in complexity, but it will not sustain complexity. It will always collapse back to a more primitive form and start again. Now, how many times this has to happen before the course is properly set, it's difficult to say. It seems unlikely that we're going to make it out before the United States implodes, taking probably a large chunk of what we wrongly call civilization with it. But even after the implosions, the ideas remain, and those form the seeds of thought in the future generations' minds will determine the shape of the future world. And just as Enlightenment thinkers looked back to the civilizations that came before, the Greeks and the Romans, in an attempt to find a way to structure society to benefit humanity, future thinkers, future leaders, will look back to this era in an attempt to determine what went wrong and how to avoid repeating it. And of course, the thoughts are out there. They've been out there. They've been repeated over and over again. Oftentimes, I think, unfortunately, been repeated in frameworks that discredit the true conclusions that are arrived at. Because arriving at a true conclusion by faulty means leads skeptics to discount the conclusions. And that's, I think, the problem with the peaceful religions. I think those are excellent examples of fantastic conclusions. Don't kill, don't steal, that are thrown out with the bathwater, as it were, because the method of deriving those conclusions, which is to ask an invisible man to write down in a book what is good and what is bad, is laughable. Well, I'm going to wrap this up and make this a two-parter. I think I'm kind of out of thoughts along the line. But as always, you can leave questions or comments at jad-davis.com/bikecast, jaddavis.com/bikecast. I look forward to your feedback, and I'll talk to you later.